Excellent.
Pleasant good night. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. Calling to order, Mayor's Advisory Commission on Caribbean Community Affairs. We have a quorum with all commissioners being present except Chair Michael Yates, who is on his way and should be here in a few minutes. Call to order.
Abby's missing.
Oh, sorry, and Commissioner Abby Charles as well. Sorry. So we do have 8 commissioners and just 2 missing. Where is anyone? Okay, hold on. I have it.
I'm not a commissioner.
Commissioners update. We have 1 guest.
Verisine
Soren. We have 1 guest, Verisine Soren. Introduction to chair update. Let me see what he has. I didn't get a chance.
Yes.
We'll be addressing first on the agenda. We'll wait for the chair's update, but we will skip to the
introduction of commissioners.
Well, I already did, but you guys can. Introduction of commissioners, you guys want to mention your name?
Will Air St. Ville?
Commissioner
Will Air St. Ville?
Commissioner Larissa Atwaru?
Commissioner Ursula Larson.
Commissioner Sherlyn Oliver.
Commissioner Chris Toussaint.
Commissioner Roger Carruth.
Commissioner Michael Campbell, if you didn't hear him. We'll wait for the chair's update. We have the commissioner. We will skip to the operating framework of the draft that we had. I'll have a printout. Chair Michael Yates made a few adjustments to the original draft. Some items we will have to call to order to vote on. And in the draft, there was an edit, an adjustment made by Chairman Yates in regards to a new executive order. The executive order doesn't, in one's estimation, doesn't need a new order, but rather an amendment to the existing order. We have, I believe, Bermuda to be added, which I guess we'll have to go through MOCA and the policy department to make that adjustment. Chairman Michael Yates will have to make that rotation and forward it to MOCA. As to execute that. So that's my suggestion. Is there any other comments on said matter?
No, not at this time.
Okay. Any comments on the executive order?
Are we to make a motion to add it?
Yeah, we have a motion. We have a motion to add an amendment to the executive order as it stands, with the inclusion of Bermuda. Can somebody pull up there?
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Looking for the.
You have his adjustments?
Good. U.S. Virgin Islands and Bermuda.
And additional to the United States Virgin Islands as an amendment to the executive order in regards to the countries within the commission. There were a few grammatical edits that I think anybody had in front of them, so we can discuss it. That would be addressed we would put that motion to the next later on in the meeting, or amend it to the next committee minutes. What else is there's an establishment for co-chairs within the committees, which I believe are still to be determined. Chairman Mike Yates made a few suggestions and a few other commissioners, but I don't think we have any standing order in regards to the committees and the relevant co-chairs of those set committees. So again, we would stick a pin on that and address it later on in the meeting. Or is there any comments on the set committees?
Did all of the commissioners volunteer for committees?
Yes, initially, but we have had several revisions on the committees. None has been finalized.
Well,
so
it was more
the priorities were changed now because the committees are not as what they initially submitted their services.
It seems as though they were just changing the names of the committees, but if
and some of the and some of the
focus,
items, yeah, focus, so to speak. So it still needs to be. Is there any comments on the committees? We have some revisions back and forth, as you guys remember via email, in regards to the revisions. I have it in front of me.
I think the revision was that he wanted to get it more aligned to
the executive order.
Right. Which are these committees?
Right. And so there is some discussion on whether or not we go with what's stated in the executive order, but also commissions are led up to themselves to form their own committees and their own bylaws, which pretty much dictates how they operate. So that's an issue I want to address tonight in regards to the bylaws. We don't have that in place, at least an operational bylaw.
So, Commissioner Willea St. Bill, question. The operating framework that is in front of me, that was sent by the chair,
mm-hmm.
How much change really am I experiencing here? I mean, it's totally different than what was first drafted, or?
There are some items that were left off. There were one or two committees that were changed. So
then this requires some conversation then with the commission as far as.
And it does require a vote as well as to what committees best suits the commission and most importantly the community.
Do we have access to this? Do all of us have access to this currently?
Not printed. On our phones, but it's not functional. We need printed copies too.
I would love to hear from my fellow commissioners. Have
yes.
you had a chance to see this? And what are their thoughts on it? Because we're pretty silent at this point. So
yeah.
Sure.
Not many printed copies.
See, and that's what I'm saying. I think is Commissioner Chris Toussaint is more in the semantics of the names than the functions.
Well, that's partly true. This is Commissioner Shilon Oliver speaking. That's partly true. But there are, for instance, public affairs is replaced by education. And in respect to Chairman Yates' outlook, he's following the executive order.
Okay.
While for us, we're looking at the needs of the community and applying the relevant committees to suit. So there's in a sense... We have, I think, three committees as it stands.
Four.
Four?
Mm-hmm.
Which are the
social and cultural, economic development, education, and outreach.
So that's the question. From the point of view of public affairs, and I'm not a public affairs skilled person, right? Could public affairs fall under outreach and social media? Is that a reach that it could fall under social media?
It does, but I think it needs a certain concentration.
Right, but can we add the elements that are missing and still keep it and make it whole?
Well, naturally, yes. But I think we have enough. We have 10 commissioners. We have enough personnel to address the concerns. So again, let's have a chat. Commissioner Larissa Baku, your thoughts on?
So Commissioner Aurora speaking. So unfortunately, the original framework that we had in place, I wish I had a copy of it because I really can't tell by just looking at what I have
point.
In front of me how vast or how little the changes are. But really, I think originally it was just a matter of semantics and us having to regroup some of the broader areas. So I think what we really have to do now is focus in on these, you know, particular groups and see if there are things that we would like to consolidate versus, because I think, if I'm not mistaken, Chairman Yates wanted us to narrow our focus down based on what was a priority in the mayor's order. So I'm not exactly sure where we stand on that at this point. How does everyone feel about the groups as they are listed from the copy that Chairman Yates submitted?
Again, one can easily say semantics, and it can work in this regard the way it is, but I think with 10 commissioners and a possible working group, we have enough to concentrate and build off of what we all want to do or what's necessary in the community. Because, again, the executive order does not dictate what committees are set up.
Agreed.
It's just it points you in an area in which you can work, but it doesn't tell you where to work. Like none of the other departments will go that way. They set up your own committees according to community needs, resources, and so forth.
Agreed.
So again, I wish Chairman Yates was here for us to have some finality. We should move on away from this tonight. So with the suggestion of two commissioners per committee, we have four groups, which makes it 2 points. Right?
But in the email that he sent, it's five different. So I'm slightly confused.
No, the last one I think is four.
It's four.
Four.
No, I get that. What I'm saying is, if you look at
the operating framework, the draft that Commissioner Yates, the chair.
There might be some confusion in outreach. Social media, I think, looks as one separate, but it's actually under outreach.
Okay, so that alone is one group.
It's one group, yeah.
Outreach and traditional media.
Okay. Yeah, all that is under outreach.
Okay.
It's not separate. It's
and
one
my apologies, I'm a little troubled. This is Commissioner St. Bill. So let's say we are not totally satisfied with these four committees.
Uh-huh.
Would it take a huge lift to shape them, to make them what we want, but under the same construct, without having to change everything?
I think it would make sense first to identify the groups, and then the substance within the groups.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be a work in
there
progress.
That's
I would hate to think that whatever we have as a subset of that group is written in stone. There has to be flexibility here moving
exactly.
forward.
Exactly.
Correct. So,
on the same page.
So, well said, Commissioner Willaire. So that being said, Commissioner Toussaint, any thoughts on?
Well, I mean, my view is what we got sworn in September. We're in December. I think let's get started with the framework that we have now. And we will make adjustments as we see the need, and because we could spend the next 2 months, you know, going back and forth on what the best structure is. So let's use the structure that's in place now, get something started, and as we move on, tweak it as we see fit.
I agree, because I do not want to table this issue for another month.
Right.
Yeah.
Item. Should we entertain a motion to actually accept the structure the way it is, that we can work with this?
We
are a quorum. We have a quorum. And it's the working draft that was sent to all of us.
Right.
Well, it's a revision of the working draft. So let's make, let's vote on
Pressing in a motion.
With the option of further revisions.
I don't think we have to say that.
Right, I don't.
I want to think so, because I don't want it to be set in stone. And then there is a greater need down the road, and we say, okay, well, we agreed on X, Y, and Z.
Yeah, but as we see a need, we have to adjust to the need.
Okay.
You know, so we're not wearing concrete boots.
Okay, good. Fair enough. Commissioner Campbell, you want to vote or go? You want to vote on the what we have in front of us?
We need a motion. We need a motion first.
Okay. Well, a motion.
Okay, so I make a motion. Commissioner St. Bill made a motion to accept the four grouping of committees as we have in front of us tonight as operating framework.
With
the caveat that there should be flexibility to adjust to make amendments.
And let's put a timeline on that too. Within, before the next, so before the next meeting.
No,
there has to be.
That's a different motion. That's not my motion.
Okay.
Please restate your motion.
My motion is that we vote on the framework that's in front of us with four committees as operating framework for the commission.
What is the issue everybody has with these categories, these commissions?
So the issue is that two schools of thought. One is that the mayor order should be followed to the T, which is what we have in front of us. The other school of thought is that the mayor order is not set in stone. It just gives you a broad guideline in areas you can work in, but it does not dictate what committees are set up.
So the question that I have is, what would we want to do that these four committees would restrict us from doing?
Public affairs.
We can do public affairs under this.
That's a separate thing.
Say again?
In my estimation, it's a separate thing.
Well,
it's capacity building. Like for me, so you want to put it on the... Can you pull it up again? You want to pull it up under...
But are
under
we
what
getting,
heading?
But are we getting bogged down by a title as
yeah,
opposed to what we're
what
doing?
Goals,
right. I mean...
Because what we have, it's...
Is public affairs such a huge issue that would stop us from moving forward?
And the, not necessarily that.
Let's see if we can reach a compromise. Now, would you be satisfied with seeing, because I understand your dilemma here, would you be satisfied in seeing, though it's one category, because there will be two commissioners serving this group. Or, I'm sorry, two commissioners
yes.
serving this committee. Mm-hmm. Would you be happy with one commissioner taking on the helm, leading the helm of outreach and the other public affairs?
I mean, that could work.
Because I understand how critical public affairs is and why you separate it from
right.
the outreach piece.
So let me give another example why my thoughts are on a more of an open approach. Take, for instance, we had the discussion on immigration. So the view is that it's not within the executive order. It shouldn't be addressed. I strongly think differently. We are straitjacketed by the order, which does not, again, dictate what we do. There is a great need for immigration. It's a number one need, actually.
So, I'm
and
hearing
the border is straitjacking us from doing what are we going to encounter in the community, which are the needs of the community.
Okay, so I'm hearing...
Hence, I need a broader approach.
I'm hearing an issue that is greater than the committees. There's a philosophical issue as far as what do we do as a commission.
No, we need flexibility to address the needs as we see them.
But I believe we already have that.
Right.
I wouldn't be sitting here without having that flexibility.
So, okay, so then why are we not doing immigration?
Wait.
The argument is that it's not in the executive order.
See, but I think if...
No, it needs to be discussed, because it would dictate how we work later on. Because everything is going to be, well, if it's not in the order, then we can't do it. Which
so,
it should not
see,
be.
But we are in the process of modifying the order. We can always...
I don't know if
that's a
okay.
consideration.
No. So that's your question. So let's say we do a public hearing. We do a public hearing with community gathering, right? And a huge portion of the community says there's an issue on immigration that must be addressed in the district for the Caribbean community.
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that as a commission, we would not have the capacity to address the need that community speak to us about?
But it has been taken out. It was initially in the draft, so...
So I say this on microphone, so I'm being heard.
Okay.
if the community tells me this is an issue that is important for the Caribbean community,
uh-huh.
as a commissioner, I would want to address it.
Okay, so then we're going back to another issue of the bylaws, because thus far we have not voted on any matter. So then the bylaws has to come in place, which is something I will hopefully address before we address all these issues. Again, it was in the original draft, and it isn't. It's not now. You saw the back and forth via emails.
Okay, so
we need to vote on it. As you just
there's some legal issues, there's some philosophical issues that's being played out.
It is,
and I don't want to play that. I don't want to play that soccer game or that volleyball game. This, to me, from the point of view of yes, we are a mayor's advisory commission, right? Mm-hmm. We're also there to represent the need of the community, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if the community gathered and says one of the greatest needs of the community is the discussion of immigration issues, right? I don't think we can, if the mayor is sitting here in front of us, have a conversation, Mayor Bowser, the community has a great concern about immigration. That's something that we want to explore and discuss. She will tell you, no, you cannot discuss immigration. Is that what I'm being told?
No, not at all. What I'm saying to you, again, the operating framework hasn't been where there is a consensus on any one item. So this is why I wanted to address that before we get into the document. So what are you saying? You're right, but you're missing my point. There has not been a consensus as a group on any one item.
Okay, so here's my question.
I'm sorry.
Here's what I'm trying to figure out. We essentially have these four categories.
Uh-huh.
And your concern is that...
Flexibility.
Right, okay. But is your concern that the immigration is not listed on here?
Not necessarily, or even public affairs. It's the flexibility.
Okay, but we can add flexibility.
The motion we wanted to add flexibility.
Yeah.
So he's saying that's a different argument. So then we're back to square one.
I want somebody else to make that motion. Because
what is the concern about adding flexibility?
Because to me, when you put a motion, you put flexibility into it, then it's almost like, to me, the motion is weakened. Because let's put it this way. Nothing we decide here is ever written in stone. Because the need of the community will override whatever we discuss here. So to say, for example, that, like I said, I have nothing against it. I just don't want to put a motion that has flexibility attached to it. Because it's so much like then...
Okay, so let me get to the bottom of it.
To me, it loses its integrity to some extent. Because to me, there's nothing in here that limits us from discussing any topic. And was it Commissioner Toussaint who said that if we have this, and we have the need to discuss any issue, we can discuss any issue that we deem that is important to the community. So
you're
to
saying
me,
the exact same thing.
I know, exactly.
Yes, right.
So,
okay, let me get to the bottom of it.
Here's the thing. I don't want to keep going over and over
with you.
Again. We need to, like, within the next
Oh, yeah, somebody can make a
minutes.
Motion. Mm-hmm.
So let me
come to the decision on that because I want to wait.
Oh, Commissioner, I totally agree. I said somebody can make the motion, and I'm okay. I just don't want to be that.
Then
I have a comment.
Sure.
I don't think it's necessary waste of time. You have to get through the procedural aspects of how you address this. So if an issue comes up in the community and we don't have a mechanism in which to do that, do we vote on it? How do we address that issue if it's not outlined in stone, if that's what we're using the executive order for? So in terms of whatever the issue, outside of immigration, it could be employment. Where does that fall if it's not in the guidelines? And how do we address that? Do we come back and vote for it? So is there a language we can put, whether it's in the bylaws or somewhere else, that says, should a need arise outside of the scope of what is in the executive order or these four categories, how do we address that based on community impact, based on what the mayor says someone came to her and has an issue about, and if she comes to us and say, how can you fix this, how can you remedy this, how do we do that if it's not outlined in stone, if we are using these four categories as our pillars?
Can I say one thing?
Sure.
This document here should be a working document.
Okay.
And this document here should be a working document. If there is an issue that comes up from a community member or the mayor, this document should be flexible enough to be reworked.
Right.
This document should not be written in stone. It is not the end-all, be-all to what we're able to do here. If a community member comes in here and they demand something that is not on this document, we have to be responsive. To what, you know, degree of responsiveness we're able to, you know, assist with, we have to be flexible. Flexibility is not the issue, Cheryl, and that should not be the issue.
Okay. So, as I just said, let me get back to exactly what Roger just said, how do we address each and every item that needs to be addressed? Because what we had before is that Chairman Yates would think, okay, this is the way for us to go, and then someone else would think this is the way for us to go. But there is, as you just put it before us, and as Roger just said, there is a mechanism to address these concerns. So this is why I said it's important for us to address the bylaws and how we operate before we address the document. Important for us to just how we operate first. Because right now, you see what's going on, we're spinning around without any mechanism how we want to. You're a commissioner, you know how to address these concerns, as you just demonstrated. But for the other commissioners, they don't know. So we need to put a framework in place, and how are we going to address each and every item that needs to be addressed in order to have a more efficient.
So what's the issue under discussion?
Please announce yourself.
Okay, Michael Yates, Chair of MACA.
And Abby.
Abby Charles.
Okay. So then, my apologies. Anybody had their hands? I want to follow order. Question. So then, are we saying that we want to table this conversation and talk about the bylaws first before we can entertain this conversation? Is that what I'm hearing?
I think it's important for us to address how we operate.
What does that have to do with all of this? I'm not sure of the connection between the two. How we operate versus issues that we deal with.
Going back and forth. So, Commissioner wants to move ahead with a standing order on these items.
Okay.
The other commissioners have different thoughts and views.
But is there something wrong with these items as well as I'm getting at?
So, we're talking about whether or not it's set in stone, or if it's flexible for us to address each and every issue that comes between. Case in point, the immigration. It's not listed because it's not listed in the executive.
And it's not listed because that's a federal issue, not a D.C. issue. So it's not listed. As much as we love to talk about immigration, the D.C. government does not do immigration.
No, but Commissioner Yates, if the public says that we have a concern in the Caribbean community that they want a forum to discuss immigration, we don't have to address, but we have people to discuss it.
I think what we would do at that time is to point them to the immigration website and be done with it. This is not an issue for this commission to take on.
I have some discomfort with that.
And that's fine. This is not an issue for this commission to take on. The D.C. government doesn't even do immigration. So why wouldn't MACA even want to take on that issue?
Have a town hall meeting and invite some people to speak on immigration.
You can do whatever you want, but I'm just saying the answer is to refer them to the Department of Homeland Security or the Department of Immigration Affairs.
Here's where I'm coming back to my issue. How do we as a commission move forward on that? Do we vote for that?
No. What we'll do is do the mandate of the mayor's order.
So we could not then host a public hearing on immigration?
No, because there's nothing to discuss. What we're going to do is to go to the Department of Homeland Security and say, deal with your immigration issue.
Commissioner, yes. I'm not saying that we address it. I'm saying that we as commissioners who represent the community see a need, we can bring a panel, we can bring resources to the table to do a public hearing to address the community's concern on immigration. It's not something that we're doing, but it's something that we are of service to the community.
Chair, we talked very early about playing a resource to the community. Not that we're handling their immigration issues, but we should be a resource in however we can, whether it's hosting a forum or
providing information.
Providing them information.
We can do a lot of things, but my...
Yes?
Sorry, I was going to say that it sounds like this conversation could be cushioned in a broader title that might go under education.
And I agree 100%.
Call it a day. Title that just says hosting workshops or forums.
Workshop, briefings, forum, whatever you call it.
So
But I think this is a different issue. It's not about the procedural aspects. How do we go about doing that? Whatever the issue is, it doesn't necessarily have to. If there's an issue that comes up that doesn't fall in these categories, how do we move forward with whether it's just hosting a forum, directing somebody to a federal agency? We don't have a guideline how we go move forward procedurally. So it's more about what. How do we?
Again, I'm addressing an operational item here.
Okay.
Commissioner Yates is saying it's a federal issue and it shouldn't be an immigration. But do we have, we all have a vote to say whether or not we should move forward or not on each and every issue? Correct?
I think the way is that we develop a consensus on issues and we move forward.
Which is a voting right.
Right, but I'm just saying, I'm not going to say go forward on things that has to do, that is outside the mandate of the mayor's order. And so, immigration is not one of them.
So your recommendation that we get a consensus or whatever the issue is, we put a vote forward and then...
Right, but it has to be consistent with the mayor's order. Okay. It cannot be outside the scope, regardless of how much we like it.
Commissioner Kavanaugh speaking. Now, what I'm understanding prior to you coming in is that the mayor's mandate is not written in stone, that there can be enough flexibility there.
Right.
Now, as that is the case, do you know or anyone on the panel knows of whether or not the District of Columbia offers education on immigration?
It does not. If you go to the DCU website, you go to the Homeland Security.
So
that's what
someone it within the Caribbean community ask a question pertaining to immigration, wanting to have an understanding or know about something, then basically what we do is just to point to them.
Or we can invite the Department of Homeland Security to do a briefing.
Well, that's what I think they're trying.
Right.
I think that's
right.
What they were trying to get at earlier, to provide or facilitate.
But I would rather that be under the idea of workshop. I do not want to list immigration.
Okay.
It's not listed. Nobody wants it to be listed.
Then there's no disagreement then, right?
I think going back to what my colleague said over here about flexibility,
right.
I think workshop, it would be fine on the workshop. And then I think he mentioned about, okay, then how do we vote if it's not in the bylaws? How do we go about it? So how do you trash that out?
So Mike, I think, sorry, Commissioner Yates, I think there's some misunderstanding. It's not a separate committee or an item by itself. On the workshop or whatever medium we choose to use.
Okay.
It can be just a pamphlet. It could be anything, but to say we're not going to address it, that was my previous concern. Secondly, what Commissioner Karuth just mentioned is that how we operate as a commission. You, as you just demonstrated, you have experience, you're the commission doesn't. We need bylaws the same thing. We have an item, put it on the phone, we vote to move forward, put it in the minutes, we address the minutes, we correct the minutes in the next meeting, and we move forward, etc., etc. That's an operational, like you operate in the last commission. So the standing order, we move forward in it. Yes, we move forward. But the back and forth is going to be a back and forth for every meeting we have.
So I think
so
we.
I'm addressing an operational, before we even address anything on paper, how do we operate? And you know, I know.
I was just, you know, echoing your sentiments that I think we can all agree on the flexibility piece of it. I think we're getting hung up on the title of immigration because the issue isn't immigration. It's about the flexibility to, you know, pursue whatever might not fall under these categories. I think whenever a group needs to come to a decision or make decisions, I think there has to be, whether it's a charter, whether it's bylaws, I think this is Sherlyn's greatest hang-up at this point. And I think we can all agree that there has to be a mechanism in place moving forward because we're going to continually run into these problems.
So the question, the Commissioner St. Ville, so in creating bylaws by which we would operate, That's the conversation. Do we have a draft to start from? Do we start from scratch? Where do we go? Because if that's what it would take before we move on this, let's address it. At least we can get this done tonight and maybe move on this tonight, because I want to see some movement, right? So is there a need then to discuss a bylaw? Do we have one? Is there a copy of one? Is there someone we can work on and move forward?
Yeah, but we're not going to resolve that tonight,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, not tonight. But what I would suggest, if you would like to take a tour and explain to the commission, to people, we're going to go back and forth. How did you address the reason for it? That's why I asked for secretary before we started. I said we called the meeting in order, just like we did in the last commission, right? Because an item that comes from the previous minutes, the address minutes, go to minutes. We approve the minutes, and then we approve all the items going forward. And there's a vote, and if the majority votes, it goes into the next. You know what it is. That's how we adjust each other, and it's efficient, and that's how all commissions are in our organization.
And my apologies, the fact that I had a conflict, I was working during the last meeting. And I do not know what was, I mean, I have said I was written by the minutes, but to me, this document should be circulated to the entire commission.
Absolutely.
And so that we have input in the document and get it to the point where we have all our issues addressed in the document and come to the next meeting ready to finalize it and put it to a vote. Because we can discuss this all night and not get anywhere. So at this point, we need to circulate the current iteration of it and for us to have input into what we want to see the document look like and come ready to finalize it at the meeting. Not to have further conversation, to finalize
it. Has to be finalized.
Because then we ought to waste three meetings without taking any action because we haven't had a bylaw.
So, Commissioner Sindel, would you care to... Commissioner Yates?
I would rather the chair does it. But he's my concern as his commission at this point. Outside of this process of creating the bylaws, it sounds like we may not be able to operate tonight at all. And is that the case, or should we simply table this again and go into other business, or where are we at?
I would agree, because I know we have the issue of creating a splash page, just some little things that we can do in the meantime that I don't think would cause much disagreement,
right?
That we need to, you know, I think it was an item about the budget to find out what Steve Offit said, how we operated. We can just at least discuss those things while we figure out the bylaws piece.
Yeah, the bylaws are not tonight. So I'll just put a framework of it open tonight.
So should we then put a motion to table the conversation about the framework and agree that the current bylaws will be circulated to all commission?
I'm not sure whether there's anything, what this item is essentially look below on some of the activities that you believe that MACA should be involved with. I mean, it's just a simple question. It has nothing to do with bylaws and things like that. If you see something on there that should not be there, or you know, then we need to have that discussion.
Question: are there bylaws? Are there current bylaws?
To my knowledge, there is no standing bylaw, but certainly I will take an action to look into that. Cheryl and I may decide to start back from scratch. The last commission was sunset. They are no longer relevant in the document that they may have. I'm just saying.
Are there any other documents that
have a few drafts?
Are there any other documents that are official documents of MACA that we haven't seen yet? We need to know about.
That are official documents.
I think.
No, not drafts. But I don't want to talk much. I'd rather listen to it. I learn more when I listen. But I, even though the last commission is no longer in place,
right. There
are things that they've done that we could
certainly
back on, or, you know, kind of use as a guide to move us forward. So if we can see the draft and then you determine with the group as to how we proceed by pulling some things from there to come up with the new bylaws, then let's do that. Let's not just say, okay, we're just going to scratch the old commission.
Right.
We understand that what they did, but let's get what they have and then we can work from that and glean from it what we can use for the current commission and so on.
Right.
that the bylaws.
So can we?
Do you all agree? I mean,
yeah,
I
agree.
You know.
So can we have somebody? Do you have to talk to all of us?
So, you want to make a motion? Commissioner Campbell.
I mean, I can decide just take on that action. Do we need to have a motion? I mean, that formality, it's like, or I can just say I motion that we, you know, do the bylaws at next month's meeting.
May I ask, how does the group feel about, are we able to meet prior to next month? Do you, I don't feel comfortable having another month go by.
Well, we certainly can. If the commission's all day is coming up. Is anyone available within 2 weeks or 1 week?
This is a tough month.
Or would be willing to...
Just throwing it out there.
Approve it by email.
We could do that.
Yeah. Can we do maybe a Google Doc that can be edited? And
may I ask an ignorant question?
No questions.
It may be ignorant. I know there are many boards and commissions that exist.
Right.
That are totally operating... Can we connect with any other commission and ask them for their current bylaws?
We can do that.
Because I know I can get one. I know I can get one and get two. At least we know here are bylaws that are existing, that are working, that are effective, and simply take that and tweak what we need to tweak.
Sure.
And make it work.
Well, do you want to make that to the entire group? Would that?
Yeah, I can share with you.
Okay, please.
So I commit to share a current bylaws with the entire commission, so we can use that as a starting ground to actually tweak.
Right.
Now, which one are we going to go with, guys? Because you're saying
you can mail us, mail all of them.
I'm getting ready to go.
No. We're going to mail it and make edits by email.
Okay. Now, are we going to use yours or are we going to use yours?
It doesn't matter. We'll
doesn't
pick
matter.
And choose.
Okay.
We're just using them as a starting point and then start adding what...
I just think
we're
just getting to the point of nitpicking, and we really need to start doing something that, you know, I'm getting tired of it. I understand where you're coming from, Sherlyn. Okay, you're more talking about protocol and the culture that we need to develop, and I'm not in a disagreement with that. But, I mean, to go on harping on that, I mean, how important it is. While important, how much of a priority is it that we can't go forward because we need to just...
Right.
I think that's holding up the process. And if you all disagree with me, please say so.
Well, with all due respect, I'm on a several community committees. It doesn't come in. You don't necessarily start at 6:30 and end at 8:30.
Okay.
And it's a volunteer
process. When I said I'm leaving, I wasn't saying I'm leaving because of time. Please.
Right. You know, it's a volunteer process. So this, and I, for what it said, the energy here is good because everybody wants to get something done. And I think if we can work through this and get to the point of agreeability in the documents, then everything else will just smooth slowly. So it may take a little bit more time. We may have to meet or exchange some emails, but I think... After everything is said and done, we are, I think, a working group that will go out into the community and do what we're charged with. So
I'll put this in a minute. Clearly, it's being said. I sit on the Commission on African Affairs, and we have bylaws, and we just finalized the bylaws in September. So we have working bylaws that, and it is not complicated. It's pretty straightforward.
Well, why don't you send us those bylaws?
I send those bylaws.
Right.
It's pretty straightforward, and we can use that.
And we'll use that one for the program of record.
And this is my point. That gives you a clear vision of how you should operate. So this act report is eliminated, and it should have been done back then as opposed to now.
I'm trying very hard not to insert one into the other.
Yeah.
But if this one can help, I will provide it so you can... And by the way, and I'm learning a lot of lessons. We spent the entire Saturday in a retreat. That was really needed. It was a 9-hour retreat, and a lot of us cried being there on the Saturday for 9 hours, but it was time well spent, and we came out with a body of work. And I think that's something we probably can benefit from.
Okay.
Okay, well, I think I have an agenda item here. I did kind of passed out. I probably should have gone to shots since I was very tired in getting here. But
so we started operating.
You started what?
We followed the directions. We started operating.
Okay, perfecto.
Yeah. So we did this. And
okay.
Commissioner updates, community updates.
Let me do that.
The framework.
Can I just go to the chair update?
Yeah.
So I met with Steve Walker like a few weeks ago, and you know, address some of the issues that we MACA is concerned about. First to say the budget, something, a point of discussion. Steve didn't even realize that we have $85,000 until I pointed that out to him. But the big challenge right now is that how do we go about, first say 85,000, did I say thousand or million?
$1,000.
So $10,000 for...
Yeah, millions in America. Keep coming.
I know. This is like a rounding error to me. It's like, what are we talking about? $10,000 to do community outreach, and another $75,000 for program activities. When I say program activities, I'm talking like the Caribbean Award, you know, something that big. Mm-hmm. While outreach is like brochures, pamphlets, business cards, and the like. I talked with Sharon Hines, who's the director of MOGA, a few times about when are we going to be getting those funds, and no one seems to know when, or there's no avenue of distributing those funds. They are still working on that issue, so hopefully that will be resolved very quickly so that we, at a minimum, can start purchasing, I'm talking business cards and brochures and things along that line.
May I, Chair? That's not unusual. Agencies and programs right now are still going to processing the funds to different process, so that's not unusual.
Okay.
I have a program since October 1st, and I don't have the funds.
Well, in light of the fact that we are way behind, you know, we need to move up. Another thing that, you know, we talk about is, so there's one additional vacancy on this commission, and we would like, if you know anyone who's looking for to join MACA, please let us know so that we can.
We had an individual right here tonight.
Tara.
Oh, she left? Okay. Well, if you can get with her and ask her to provide an application so we can find our 11 position. And it would be preferable to get someone from a different country from what already exists on this commission right now.
She's out.
We need someone from a different, you know, Caribbean country. So that's second issue. Third issue is that, you know, they're still working on the email accounts. Hopefully that should be wrapped up in the next few days. The goal is to give everyone a DCBC email address. So that's forthcoming. You know, we talk about the building a website, and some of Steve had this brilliant idea. Oh, well, we'll have to ask someone in DC government to do that, which is just bad, bad, bad. So I think I'm going to ask Mr. Roger tonight, if at all possible, to take that up. We need to really move out on this,
well,
you know.
The domains are registered, macadc.com and .org. So we're just waiting to find out what, if he doesn't have any restrictions.
Right.
In terms of that, and then how do we actually, and this goes back to the budget, how we would get the site developed, unless there's someone here that can do a quick splash page with the logo and...
Well, the question is, how much would all of this cost? Are we talking like...
Are we trying to buy...
Yeah, I already registered the domain.
Oh, okay, got you.
With GoDaddy, so it's just a matter now of just, even if we just get a splash page up with that logo and what Mac is, to, you know, based on the description, and then a link to just send a general email to start out, and it could be forwarded to a Gmail account or something, just so we can have a presence until we figure out how the resources will be allocated.
Yeah.
I know
Well, okay. if that's what we can do, let's do it.
Okay. So if you send it, then as long as whatever they need in terms of access to the domain appointed, then we can get that.
What's the site called?
But Roger, can I have you work with Ursula on that?
Yeah.
Come up with the most convenient way. You know. Right.
So we'll coordinate offline and then get back to the commission. And if we move forward with
right.
that,
I mean, please go ahead. I mean, who knows when we're going to be getting those funds. I mean, I would even be willing to put the money down if that's what it takes to get it off the ground.
And it's Fiverr, you said, right?
Yeah. We need to move forward on this.
So
okay.
I'll connect with you on that, and then we can get feedback to the group.
Okay, the business cards, that's forthcoming. You know, I inquired about, you know, whether we're going to be getting ID cards. The answer is no. No ID cards needed. And I think that, you know, I mentioned the fact that we are planning on having a town hall in the near future. We didn't have an issue with that. And I think that's about it.
Okay. May I ask a question?
Sure, sure.
And maybe this is when Sheldon will they say, ha-ha, I told you. this is Commissioner St. Bill. Do we need to ask permission to have a town hall meeting?
We do not need to have permission to have a town hall.
Because you said he was okay with it, so that's...
Oh, no. Okay, so I phrased this incorrectly. We have, you know, this commission have the latitude to do whatever it takes to reach out to the Caribbean community.
Thank you.
The only restriction we have is that it's within that mayor's order construct. Okay, so that's that. And okay, the MACA operating framework, I think we had some discussion on that. Again, this is just a list of things that within the mayor's construct that we can, you know, we can move out with. The big interests are those things in blue. You know, I mean, I don't want to be too specific as to the things we do, but certainly those broad categories such as education, workshop briefings, you know, social cultural festivals, or you know, whatever, economic development, and of course, you know, outreach. Again, we have a lot of flexibility. The important thing is, you know, staying within the mayor's order.
So let me ask a question. This is, again, hypothetical issue.
Okay.
One of the concerns that I have is public safety regarding to especially the young Korean
right.
men in the community. If we wanted to do a forum on public safety, would we went into problem with MOCA or MOTA telling us we shouldn't do that?
No, of course not. Of course not.
It wasn't the original.
Again?
I mean, our goal is to find out what's going on in the Caribbean community. So if you want to have a meeting, of course you can.
I was just playing devil's advocate.
The problem is you're not going to be giving advice on security when you're not a security specialist.
Right.
So to me, it would involve facilitating a meeting with MPD or, you know, the powers that be on that specific issue.
See, I say I'm a natural advocate, so
right.
I want to make sure that as I'm doing that we good.
Okay.
Chair.
Okay.
Justin, can we just go back to the community introduction? Are we going to set up a time at this meeting to determine when we do it in the coming year?
The public hearing, you mean?
The public, right, where we have that, you know, community public hearing. Where people
you mean as in the town hall?
Right,
yes.
In the town hall.
If we're going to set a time?
Set a time at
schedule
a particular meeting. Schedule. I mean, whenever.
I mean, it all depends on, you know, if everyone believes that doing it in February is the ideal time, let's do it in February. If you say no, March is better than fine.
Here's why things fail and people lose faith and trust in government.
Right.
You want to try to deliver, and then February, March, we can't deliver.
Right.
It's like the streetcar.
Right.
You keep having these hard deadlines, and you can't meet your deadline.
That hurts.
I don't think we're in a position right now to even talk about community meetings until we, you know, address the core issues.
Right.
I think early next year is, I don't know how
and that's the point I'm emphasizing that. I mean, I don't have a specific deadline as to when we do that. It all depends on, you know, when we as a body feel that we are
ready.
Then we can do it.
Commissioner Saint-Ville, the only caveat that I have is I do not want us to do another party before we register the community.
Party?
Carnival, dance, whatever I call all of those
parties. Oh, okay.
Reception.
I agree. But I guess the question is, what do we need for a town hall? We need the website, we need the business cards,
we need a very good organization.
Yes, before Commissioner Toussaint, before we even get around to having the community, there are still a significant amount of people in D.C. who don't know of MACA, what is MACA, who is MACA, what does MACA do.
Right.
So if we not setting a hard deadline, but if we project that we want to somewhere around March have a community meeting, we need to start from now laying out plans as to how we are going to inform the community that we exist,
right,
who we are, and that we will be coming to them to convene in the near future.
I agree. I just want us to be realistic about our timeline.
Right.
I agree.
And
we should
just put out now. Not April.
I would not be in town.
Commissioner
Toussaint, I agree with you, except for one caveat. There were two events last year that proved that our folks will come out if they want to come out. One, it was at the Roosevelt Building by the White House. Mm-hmm. People were in line for hours because they thought they were going to see police, and they showed up, and there was not an empty seat in the auditorium. And then
President of the United States told us.
No. And then the award on I Street
reception,
that was well attended. Both events that he wasn't planning a whole lot of time in advance. And I give credit to Jamila for the award. Let me put it right out here. Commissioner Jamila Thompson did an amazing job. What I'm saying is, if we call and we call about the right thing, people will show up. What happens is our people usually do not show up for things that they don't consider valuable. And I think it's a question of how we approach it and what we say. Because I didn't think neither of these things was going to be well attended, but they were all well attended. So I think the idea of getting our people accustomed to come and be heard and come and meet us and see what we're all about before we throw a party. And I think that we have to get into the door.
Commissioner Saint-Ville? Free food always
gets. You got that right. It's really chicken wings. Drinks and chicken wings.
No, I understand what you're saying. I get that Caribbean people like big events like this. I've seen it happen, things that I did not think people were going to show up for a red carpet. You make it some sort of elevated thing and they want to come out. Why couldn't we add our whatever big events we're doing, add our goals? Because every event we have should have, whether that's collecting information from people, you know, making sure that we're able to connect with them again after this event, getting their opinions. Why would it be so hard for us to kind of mix the two, you know, pass out a survey or whatever it may be once we know we're going to have these people?
Commissioner, you are exactly correct. We did that. In fact, that was the goal. That's why one of the things we accomplished at the event on High Street. We actually made a point of making sure we're taking that information to establish data.
Right.
Because we realized that we had issue of getting, we had no, in fact, there was one we said we had no data.
Yeah.
And because we had Carnival, but we didn't get interns or college students or high school students go on and get people to sign their names and get which ward you're from, where do you live, and what do, would you want to see from MACA, any kind of survey, any kind. We didn't have that. So we started doing that toward the end of last year. Now, again, I know that information is somewhere. I don't know where it is, Commissioner Yates, but you have it. So we have a place to start. And but it, you're right, the idea is to keep giving us an excuse to get in front of the public, because they need to know that we are here, and that, because usually we have the usual suspects. We have the usual suspects. We need to get away from the usual suspects.
So in doing, when we did a few interviews, so two things, very strong outreach need. Because when we do not watch, we get people genuine from Maryland, we can't keep them. So we really have to focus on this. And then you have to be reimbursed in the items that concern you. Because when they ask a question, you don't know.
But Commissioner Sheridan, I will not commit to being able to have answers for the community. But a town hall meeting for me is to gather information. My commitment is not to answer questions, because you get stuck up into answering questions, because you will never give them all the answers that they want.
And there's no harm in
not giving them the
information, saying, you know what, I'm happy to help you with that. Let me get back to you so I can give you everything you need.
Right.
But I don't think you have to have the answers.
But we can't have that as a response.
Not everything,
no. Not everything, no.
Answer for every question, but we should be up to date and concerned with
the community. Quick question, Mr. Larson. The first event that we're trying to
person.
I think
my definition of a town hall, first town hall, is that we introduce ourselves to the public, say this is who we are as a commission.
Can I just throw something out there? Someone who has events all the time, and right? For years. I don't know if we're just going to be like, hey, MAC is having events, and no one knows who we are. People are necessarily
going to. Right.
Black History Month. Bring people together. Tell people it is only for DC residents exclusively. We're going to have refreshments there. You gather people's information, and then you start talking to them about MACA. We start emailing them. We start maybe send them, you know, mail pieces to their home, like a flyer, like really quick, this is what we can do for you. Something like that. We have to introduce ourselves in another way other than just town hall, because I don't know if people are necessarily going to just show up for.
And I don't disagree with you. And I think it's different than what Commissioner Yates says, because we're inviting them in, and then we introduce who we are.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not disagreeing with you.
And not only that, but I think also it doesn't prevent us from having one or two guest speakers. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying.
And I was going there. In fact, I don't necessarily need guest speakers as much as, let's put Jay.
Right.
And I think among all of us, we get put Jay, what are the top 5-10 issues that are in the Caribbean community?
Correct.
And then, so for example, if it's employment, we can get DOES to have a table. We can have,
right.
If it's transportation, what's going on with the light rail or the metro?
Yeah.
We can have D-Dad or something like that. Oh, I heard it. Stiff sucking. I'm in the Caribbean room. So we can have tables for district agencies that can help to answer provide some information for the things we believe may be of value to the community. So,
and then
exactly.
We definitely can create partnerships, because I was just at the end.
Nope.
They were Caribbean,
yep.
But they were not Haitian. So it's like making sure we have those partnerships with these people. Because people can write Haitian Lady Brunch, but they got a lot more than that. They got Haitian businesses. They got all this stuff. So it's like you bring the people in for something that's going to be interesting, energetic.
I think my only concern with where you're going, Priscilla, is that, you know, let me use a military analogy. You go to war with the army you have, not the army you want. All that you're saying is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's 6, 8, 9 months down the line. We're not going to wait that long to have a town. The question is, what can be accomplished in 2-3 months if we decide to have a town? What are the basic minimum that we need to get to move it forward.
I want to go with Commissioner Yates. Community needs to hear my interaction. I interact with all of them. I'm hanging with them in the community and saying, what's the matter about? They want to hear
right.
I think.
Okay, where are these people? Because if it's just easy for us to bring them together, then I don't need to even give an idea. I thought the issue was getting the people in the door.
Go.
That's not the issue.
Right.
None of my
ideas. No, it's not that it's the issue. It seems like everyone is, what he's saying is everyone is in their various silos, but we're not together collectively.
Right.
But it's not hard for us to get
together. No, it's not. So individually, like with your example, because I've gone to events where it's Caribbean specific, and people in that network know about that event, whether it's through word of mouth, whether it's through Facebook and the networks or circles that they're in. So to the point of maybe we can shoot to do something that you're talking about in February with a larger event the following month.
I
so
think I think you guys are thinking I'm trying to do big. It could be a networking event.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it is.
You guys are saying, if we say this is a town hall, how attractive that would be. I have this one first time. I don't know how many town halls you've had. What I heard was you were saying that when we have galas or awards, everyone comes out, the town hall's harder for people to come. So I was like, here are some ideas for how we can do that. But if it's easy for people to come out for town halls, that's great.
Michael. you're the
I'm just talking to your point about the exclusivity of just getting DC residents. How would we be able to go about that if we are not aware as to who
well,
those
we have
presents
RSVP
are?
And you have to
okay, but because when we had our award reception, it was mostly like Sherwin said, Virginians and Marylanders that came. The bulk came from outside of D.C. So how do we...
All we have to do is say, people don't say you have to be a D.C. resident when this
is... Okay. Commissioners, I think we... No, you haven't said much.
So I think, to the point that you're making, the way that we came to that is, say, for instance, for the New Year's reception tonight, it was Eventbrite. She had you put in your name. If you had a Twitter account, what the handle was, what your address was, what awards you were in, and all this that information can be collected and the information to get it.
Or then we could solicit that database that was created for the mayor's reception tonight and use that too.
Well, it's two different. It's two different types of relations. And two different type of population. And I think what Commissioner Silas said, I don't want to speak for you, but what I heard you said, it's not that we're going to eliminate Virginians or Marylanders from coming.
No.
And I think usually we want to target Washingtonians. Virginians may come, Marylanders will come, but I think in the past, just like last year, we did well, but I think we went into people we know. We went into very much into word of mouth. So if my network is from Silver Swing, guess what? There's going to be 100 people from Silver Swing coming because that's my network. Word of mouth, next thing you know, family's coming down, and you know how we travel as Caribbean, and the same thing with Virginia. But I think if we make it that we're going to do something, we're going to target Washingtonians, yeah, we're not going to stop Virginia from coming, but we're going to have a target audience knowing that what we want
to
get.
Introduce ourselves to a brand new audience.
We want to target.
I personally don't think saying town hall from MACA is going to be attractive. That's just me because we don't.
So it's how you market it.
Because people are just going to think about it.
That's all I'm saying.
That's why I said very early on, the first meeting we had at Chair Yates' home, that we should do like a holiday meet and greet.
Right.
Probably
that's what it'd be called, the meet and greet.
You know, everyone can rally around the holidays, Caribbean.
Right.
So,
it's like get a location, put it together, and invite.
I agree.
And then we decide what our goal is.
It is the way you package it.
It's right.
Because honestly, when you think of town hall, you talk about, theater side chairing and.
Right, this is not like that.
So, can I make a motion?
Sure.
Can I make a motion? We plan for a meet and greet in February.
I have no problem with that.
Valentine's Day, Caribbean love.
Whatever we want, African History Month.
Ah.
Black History Month.
Commissioner Toussaint.
The motion is on the floor. I second the motion.
Is it seconded?
Yes.
Who seconded?
I seconded.
Okay.
Commissioner Caruso.
So discussion. We can discuss the motion. Okay.
Since February is Black History Month, that's a good time. Forget Valentine's. We can feature Caribbean people's impact on U.S., on D.C., you know.
Right now, let's go with the motion. Let's go with the motion and see if it carries, and then we can plan how we're going to package it and what we're going to do.
Okay.
So, can we put it to a motion? There's a motion. It was seconded. Can we put it to a vote? Okay. All in favor, aye.
Aye. To do a
meet and greet in February. Right.
Okay.
Okay. All against? Any opposed? Motion carries. So now we can all go, we seconded by Commissioner Carwith. And then we can get into now what is the date we want? What is the date we want? And now do we do a weekday? Do we do a Saturday? We can play around with that all we want.
So, and maybe in the essence of time, we can put together a working group, a subcommittee that could...
Beautiful.
I think that's a good idea.
And then that way, so, since this falls under outreach... No, I'm just... Well, he wanted to be... I'm just being funny.
I don't want to voluntold. I want people to volunteer. Right. So I'm going to shut my mouth.
But,
Wait.
Just a small working group to
organize it.
At least, because what I don't think we should spend time going through a calendar trying to figure out a date.
I agree.
Maybe
we can
get a small group of folks to get together and throw out some possible dates.
I see a hand. Commissioner Ursula put her hand up. I didn't volunteer. She volunteered.
I mean, I guess I can be involved in that.
Oh, I see three hands.
Commissioner Karut, Chairman Yates.
The only question is, though, I'd like Ursula and Roger to be working on that website, which to me is priority number one.
And we can even take pictures at that event and upload it onto the website.
But if there's no website,
so down the road we can put it out.
So can I make a recommendation that we can still work on the as a part of the working group, but maybe someone else could head it up? Would that be fine? The February event, and we can just contribute to it without actually running it.
Okay.
Or your commissioner is gonna take the lead on the
meeting. I'll
take the lead on the meeting in February.
Okay.
Would someone like to assist?
I would.
Okay. Thank you, Larissa.
How many people are in this working group?
As many as you want. Right, that's fine.
Oh, see. Okay, sorry.
There you go. You good?
No. I guess to me, I think it's important to make this a success is that, you know, we need to have all the commissioners need to have emails in place. We need to have business cards in place. And we really need a website so we can start advertising.
Why do we need a website again? Social media.
Because there are some people with no access to Facebook, Twitter, and those things, and we need a website. What? Well, it's only one of three options.
Because it's the most popular of them all.
Right.
Is it?
Many persons.
For whom? Who are you talking? Who are we talking about?
The website. A website.
No. When you say it's the most popular, who's the most popular among whom?
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Because I don't know.
Because people of all time.
It's
on the internet.
That's what the meeting we will discuss.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's like, I know.
How people will be more inclined to go to the internet as
opposed to explain over the internet.
Well, we will work on getting
it
right.
We'll get the website.
Okay.
So, one of the things we need to strategize is in. What are we looking to get out of this meet and greet and how are we going
to... Call to order.
We
had a motion
that level of detail we can work on.
And we had a subcommittee. Why are we even discussing it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That level of detail.
I just threw that in there.
Okay. Right. So who's on the committee? So that's Larissa, myself.
Who is leading the effort for the meet and greet?
I am. So it's you, me. Or Sila, you say you.
So all three of us will do the website.
And they kicked me off. They kicked me off. Come out, folks. Come out. They kicked me off. And that's fine. That's fine.
So let me just say, okay, the issue was raised. Is it appropriate that the chair also be the chair of the committee?
It doesn't matter.
Can I just add clarity? No, we add like five different categories on this list. I think what I probably would like is, you know, we have like two co-chairs for each of these categories.
So it's actually four. Am I correct?
There are like four or five. Social media and then the website. We can call that one. That doesn't matter. But I'm saying if we can have two or three people in each of these categories. Or it can be people may want to go back and forth, whichever.
I think we're using, be careful for semantics. I think what I hear is we may not have co-chair. We would have two or three commissioners, and then we get people at large who can serve in the committee. They don't have to be commissioners, right? Am I correct?
You can get people to serve on the
board. Right. So the concept of two co-chairs, basically you have two, three commissioners that are part of a committee, and we can get other people to help us do the work.
Right, and that's fine.
A working group.
You're going to chair the working group. That sound better? Okay.
Right.
So can we move forward? What's the next thing we need to talk about?
So there was a question whether the chair can be a chair, a co-chair of... Okay, I will not be the co-chair. That's fine too. Lily, you want to be the co-chair of the... Okay.
Oh, yes!
Okay, perfect. That's a good idea.
So you just...
Michael, would you like
to join? So I... offered, I was shot down.
So I will work on getting the email, the business card, and 1, 2, 3, we'll do the website, the Facebook, Twitter, and... everything that comes with that. Okay. And once we get that, then I think we can move forward on the town hall or the meet and greet, whatever we call it.
I'm going to start another chain for the website.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
I'll leave it up to you guys to decide.
Oh, you have one? I'll send that.
All right.
Can we change our pictures from time to time when we get back?
I think in a website that's created, you know, probably we can do updates. So, for example, meeting minutes will be, you know, schedule, calendar. Right. Calendar of events.
That's what I thought you wanted to. So if you want something, it's like just a photo and our logo. We could also do our photos and our bios.
Right.
That's just a landing page. But if you want to be able to go on the back
end
and update things,
right?
I'm not saying that can't be done. It's just not $20, but it's not that expensive.
It takes management.
Like $500, it takes management.
Someone has to manage it.
Going to be updating these things. You know? So that's a little bit of a landing page. It's just a picture, just our pictures, and then maybe you can go to Facebook.
Well.
And see our meeting minutes, see everything there, which is easier.
You know, so when I talk with Steve Walker, I mentioned the fact that, well, you know, we can probably do a website for $500. The question is that doable from $500? Then I think that's the direction we need to move down. Because at some point, the public needs to know not only MACA exists, but what do we discuss at our meetings? So they need a schedule of events.
Right.
They don't have to be a user of Facebook. If they just use the link, they can see whatever documents we upload that we create Facebook page. They can see photos from our events. They can see any post that we put, just like, hey, we're MACA, here's one of our teachers. They just want to take a look, get to know them. It's like that doesn't require any money. That doesn't require a lot of maintenance. Any of us can do it.
Right.
So it's just like, I think that, you know, you have this website, and it just might not be that necessary. Like, yes, we can pay the money, we can do it. But for who we are, what we need, and how fast we want to get this moving, it's just, we don't really have one that's just NACA with our logo, with our pictures on it. Very simple.
What about things like meeting minutes and those kind of activities?
Okay, we'll post those on our Facebook page. Like, if you create the meeting minutes, either a document, and then a document, you can just attach it to people
who can manage. So, Mike, let me give you an example. I've been doing trips to Haiti since 2011.
Right, right.
All the blog from everyone I've ever visited is on my Facebook page. So,
it's
anybody can go. Everything is on Facebook page. I don't need the website. Website is only, it's a brick and mortar that gets very heavy to manage and very stale. And also, you're targeting one audience. You're not targeting a diverse audience.
Okay, let me put it this way. I think that this issue is this, and I think I fall into this category. As far as my job is concerned, you do not go on social media. So when you say Facebook, Twitter, that completely eliminates people like me.
Well,
so that's why I'm saying we need a website.
No, but because you are thinking that only people who have Facebook pages can see Facebook pages.
Yeah.
You do not have to have a Facebook page to have access to. If I point you, if you Google my company,
right,
my Facebook page might come up.
Yep.
You could go see my company profile on the Facebook page without being a Facebook user.
If you Google my name right now, you find my LinkedIn page and my Facebook page. You don't even have to be on Facebook.
I think we can do both. We can still create the splash page for $20 and get us started.
All right. People just want to find out more, want to see our meeting minutes, click here, click here, click here, for all of those things. Like, that can just be the hub for all MECA information, but it's linking to other things.
Right, and you guys are the techies, so you know, do whatever it takes.
On our website, want to see our meeting minutes for the last meeting?
Right, and that's fine. But whichever way you think is most efficient.
One of the most frustrating things with web pages is going to a web page that's outdated, and that happens very. That happens a lot to a lot of companies. They have a Facebook, they have a web page, but it's so useless. It's there sitting there.
It's cumbersome to
manage. That's wild.
So what I would suggest is as a subcommittee, we'll work that out to bring back what we've come up with to the larger, the broader commission. body, and then we'll move forward from there. And if there are any concerns or questions, then we'll address them. But we'll come back with something that's workable.
Okay.
That we can all look at and comment on. That's fair.
The other question that I have is who currently has access to the
page? I have access.
Administrator.
I think I have access to it.
That's going to change.
What do you mean it's going to change?
Because it's search engine is bad, totally up to the bad. It's not on my data.
And that's why you need to work with these two on that, surely. Okay.
But you should work with them.
That, yeah.
No need to, 2 seconds.
Who is it owned by? Just curious.
A Facebook page.
Who originally registered it? And
Jamila
Thompson. Jamila's name.
It's not on the Mac.
It's on the Mac, so we would.
And the whole search is.
So we'll.
So are we going to create a new page?
So 1, 2, 3.
It has like 9 people.
So
there are 9 likes on our.
It was. But may
I ask this question? And I don't want to play devil's advocate. But Commissioner Caruso. Or IT person, I'm assuming.
No, my
defector. I guess you're. So why not Sherlock? Why not work with him on this and let him take the lead on it? As opposed
all three.
Okay. I hear you.
Yeah, so
I know you're an expert in a whole lot of things. You're great.
But I am with you.
Okay. So I'm just saying, just stay in our lane.
So all three of you guys will work together to come up with.
And
what social media do we have right now? I know we have Instagram,
Twitter,
gosh, and Facebook. So my question is, do you have access to Twitter, Instagram, all of it?
Instagram.
They have Instagram.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do.
You have access to all of
them. Yeah. I'm going to rebrand it.
See, that's a shame. I'm on Twitter. And Makai is not one of my followers in vice versa.
I'm Commissioner Cruz. I'll just forward what Jamila sent to me because, if I mean, I'm not an expert and I'm not going to push myself into things I'm not an expert at. So I will push it to you and you all can take the lead on
it. Yeah, we'll work on it. We'll bring it back to the
talk about all the administrative.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Next.
Time.
Right, so these are wrap-ups. One last item, the dashboard. I think I kind of copied everyone on this. And essentially, what I would like on this is, you know, for each of us to kind of list our plans, initiative that we have going on. You know, at the, each year, you know, Maka is required to submit a list of accomplishments that, you know, we as an organization do. So, and, you know, this accomplishment needs to be forwarded to the director of MOCA as well as MOTA. So, this is essentially a tracking.
Wait a minute. We have to report to two offices?
Come again?
We have to report to two offices?
No, we just send it a copy to each of them.
Yeah, no, I don't understand.
The director of board and commissions and the director of community affairs. But it doesn't matter who we send it to. The important thing here is that we have a list of items, that a list of accomplishments that we are working on, so we can keep track. So that at the end of the year, we do a roll-up document that says this is what we accomplished. It really doesn't matter who you mail it to.
Yeah,
that's besides the point.
Commissioner, it's in the MACA log.
Right. What?
In the MACA log. Exactly.
All right.
Has to be done monthly for us, quarterly to MOCA, and then FY16 should be done completely, sent to MOCA and the executive office. You have to list. So all the projects that we did, people, time consumed, social media reach. So when she goes on a field, you say, well, we did 57 programs, contacted 3,000.
I got you. So analytics. Okay, I got you. It's
Sherlyn,
a new world.
What are you
I got
referencing?
You.
Come again?
It's log. The same thing. In the MACA log, the draft that I did.
Oh, log, not log.
No, log.
Okay.
Oh, no, not log. Log. Sorry. The MACA log, it states exactly what Chairman needs to say. If you look in the original draft, all the items that show me monthly, so when you quarterly, it needs to come to me. And then you send that to MOCA quarterly.
But well, these are just kind of routine activities. Yeah.
So the question is, what is June for the calendar year of 2018?
I think at the calendar year, there is a report that's due that essentially summarizes.
Okay. Because the committee has
right.
Is that
so? It's. I'll put something together and, you know, send it around. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
A comprehensive financial annual report. What will we have to report?
But then you'll take.
I'll take action to do that. To do that. Right. Because I was on the last year commission, Willie and myself, so I will take the lead on that. Because you guys came in so late, you wouldn't know, you know. We'll all get to review it. Right. Right. So, and come again?
No,
you don't think we should.
No, I do agree.
I was saying,
this starts now, FY16.
It's a calendar year document.
So you're thinking
there's one that's due in January.
No, there's financial pieces is, but from what I'm saying, I think they're separating the calendar fiscal year, as you know, October 1st to September 30th,
yeah,
from the calendar year report that Mike Commissioner Yates is talking about.
Didn't the last commissioner receive?
No, they did not.
No,
I'm still waiting on Margaret Ford to give me whatever it is she meant.
No.
Oh,
I got
it now.
That's what I'm saying. If you should be starting our quarterly.
No. Remember, we still one commission. We have different members, but
right.
we're still the same commission.
Right.
So to some extent,
right.
we you guys have assumed the responsibility of.
there was a report that was due in 15 that covered 14 that was never submitted. And I'm not even going to worry about that one. All my focus will be on is 15. And then last but not least, you know, the spend plan, you know, still waiting to get our money. But if you can come up with ideas, for example, we have $10,000 to do outreach. What are some of the things that would help us in reaching to the community? I mean, you don't have to give me an answer tonight, but probably can do a plan, a spend plan of some type.
And I'd like to say that, Commissioner Yates, because I have this similar kind of reflecting thing for the entire commission. As we're thinking about February being the meet and greet,
right.
that the team is going to be amazed, you guys are going to amaze us by what you come together, right?
Right.
I think we should start thinking right now in our head, as we're meeting, for example, do we have a, next meeting is January, right?
Right.
Guess what? We need to start thinking, what do we do for June? And we know what June is, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we need to start thinking about that now, because it might take us 5-6 months to do it. So,
and I agree with that 100%.
So,
if someone is interested in taking the lead on the Caribbean American Heritage Award,
yeah.
that's going to be taking place in June.
So
then now is the time to start thinking about it, planning, you know, that event.
So that's a twofold. Commissioner.
Well, again,
that calendar of events.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Lee had a point.
Oh, so I was saying that. So if 2016 for the awards,
right.
and that means that we would not be looking for Carnival next year.
That's not necessarily so. It doesn't eliminate it. We're just saying we're planning ahead.
It does.
So, because we're not the ones.
Wait. No, we haven't decided anything like that. We're commissioned. We haven't decided that.
No. I didn't know that we were.
Listen, I think this everything is fair game. I think everything is fair game.
So to execute, to produce a contract.
I'm not saying yeah or nay, but the fact that you said no, we simply somebody should not be discussed.
Well, there's no money in the budget to do a carnival. That's the problem.
Let me address your point. I guess it's true that we should
group.
But I think that the bullet points, and it's to address the very same concern, the calendar of events.
Mm-hmm.
So there's always a question, where are we looking for black folks? Right, right? You're not involved.
Yeah.
Caribbean Heritage
Month. Although I have a different name for it than Congressional Black Office.
Well, I'm just saying, that's real. You're not.
That's just great.
Okay. Why you guys laughing? Like, you already know the name that I have for it.
Yeah,
it is.
It's a great opportunity for us.
I started to behave lately.
And to get people, you know, interested in
doing that. So that the month of June is huge because it might have to be packaged for Carnival.
So
commercial success. So the film week, the awards.
I'm with you. By the way, Commissioner, Representative Eva Clark, Miss Caribbean, she's moving to do African History Month next year for the African community. And I'm not saying that we should be upset with that. It's a great thing. It's a great thing. But then we should then plan. We should plan as far as what do we want to do for the entire year. Keep all that in mind.
So month of June, the point of you guys is crucial because it may have to be tied in for commercial reasons. We get more by having a series of events during the month of June.
That makes sense.
For commercial success.
That's part of it.
Get people out. A month of events.
But we need someone here to kind of take the lead on the Caribbean monthly.
Just think about this.
I was going to suggest that based on the committees we have,
right,
we might want to look at, so social and cultural might mm-hmm. cover,
yep.
let's say, the film
right.
or something else, yeah. and we might want to do an educational forum.
Right.
We have another committee we're going to ask, because I think it's based on how we're operating and timeline.
Right.
Monthly,
right.
It might make sense to have multiple committees planning
So the film, I want to be in the film committee.
All right, Commissioner. Well, I didn't vote for you. I don't know who should do this, but we need like a calendar.
Yes.
And it could just be a very broad layout.
And that's what you two, three supposed to be doing, right?
Okay, when do the saying, the
outreach?
So just say this month, this is the event we have planned.
Mm-hmm.
Just so we can have like a target plan for 2016.
I'll get a calendar for next year.
Commissioner, yes, can I work with you on that?
Sure.
It'll be very, very basic, but just calendar. An outline of like the next year.
Let's work on that.
So we're
going to
have a part of the outreach,
a
Google calendar, just about where they waiting for us to kind of finalize on the committees. So for social and cultural, it can be green. So when you see green, all the events on the green, you know social. All events on the yellow will be education or workshops.
Again, 7:30 this morning.
So kind of anyone can be on the phone and look at it. I can be any part of the world. Look at it, so it's online. So that's why I'm waiting for the information before I put it back.
To me, it doesn't matter who's on. You can say what committee is in charge of it. So it's like this month, February, we're doing the networking. This commission is working group is in charge. Just so we can have a quick overview of what's in the year. And then...
So as far as calendar, it's going to be Willair and myself, right?
And all we're doing is projecting.
And as far as the outreach is, 1, 2, 3.
I was just thinking about a Google Doc. Google Doc. We just talk about it, like, we just say this event, this date.
Oh, you don't want to share them.
No.
Yeah, we could do a shared doc. We could do an Excel platform.
You know
platform.
What?
We could do whatever.
For simplicity, I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old school. We'll do a basic calendar just to plan out what day you look like, and then the techies can take over,
right,
put it online,
right,
and make it
right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll spruce it up. So we can do an Excel doc that has all the tabs for the different months, and you know, January, February. So it's like, it's not a Google Doc just because.
I think at this point, the only thing we're doing is.
Coming
and says, well, we are going to be writing down a list of activities that we are supposed to be doing and what the time frame is.
And
we'll let you guys incorporate it. Right.
And we'll figure
so we do the calendar, you guys is doing the outreach, and then what else are we doing? Is there anything else? Right. You three are doing it, right?
Yeah.
I'm from a family of strong women.
What about the Caribbean Heritage Award? Is lead? No, I'm talking the planning in terms of planning. Who wants to take that on?
We're not there yet. That's January. We can discuss that. We can push that out.
Like it shouldn't be one thing. It should be the series of events. You got to one community.
Right. Does somebody have a structure for how it was done last year?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We have access. And I told former Commissioner Jamila, she's not gone forever, neither. So she can be a consultant to the committee also.
Right. The only reason I'm bringing it up.
We can learn from her, actually.
The only reason I'm bringing it up is that, you know, last year we started out very late in this planning. And, you know, so if we can start out in January, try to get on the mayor's calendar and all that good stuff. Last year we did it at the end of June. Ideally, it should be the 1st of June that we kick off Caribbean Heritage Month.
Mm-hmm.
So we definitely need to start planning that.
Roger and myself,
we will be able to not only plan the event,
exactly.
Timeline.
We also do the timeline.
Okay.
I love planning backward. I'm an educator, I plan backward. So we're going to do the planning backward, and that will help us do it. I'm big with that, and I'm a taskmaster. Deadline.
You think we should vote for Open Caribbean Heritage Month?
My apologies, sister.
Yeah, this is the first.
Yeah, I think the first lands on a Friday, so I think it may.
Or it doesn't have to be Friday.
We also.
One committee.
Right.
So, as you said,
is a committee.
Yeah.
Right.
And then we have
a volunteer for
Black History Month and Black Caucus Week.
Abby.
What's the timeline that we're getting a copy of the calendar? Not the January meeting.
Oh, no. Willard and I will get with Willard next week, and we'll get that. We'll just a series of events.
Once we have the calendar, then we can look at that and figure out how we might want to divide budget.
Right, right, right.
I do want a table conversation for January or February. I have some very strong issues around Carnival and how it's done.
Are we interested?
No, you see, we're not in charge of it, but we are bought into it. And I have some concern as far as how that runs. I just want to have some, because if Maca's name is anywhere near it and I'm a commissioner, I just want to be kind of clear as far as the role we play and how that works out. But I don't want to discuss that tonight. We don't have time, but I want to table that for when we discuss it in January or February.
Yeah. Okay. So the next meeting is going to be in January, the second Tuesday in January.
Yep.
And I think my goal at the next meeting is by then we should have emails in place, we should have business cards in place, and we should have some semblance of a website, Twitter, Instagram in place. Again, you know, do whatever it takes. You know, I don't mind funding the bill, but we need to get it in place.
It's a carnival early, so it sounds like.
Well, I'm open to get it under $10,000, but my point is that I'm willing to donate it if that's what it takes to get this off the ground.
The $10,000?
No, the website and the whatever it takes to get it running.
Commissioner Michael's hand is up.
The mayor is having a senior citizen reception, Christmas reception on the Thursday at RFK Stadium.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if anybody wanted to go. I was planning on going.
I'm sorry.
On Thursday. From 10 a.m. in the morning. And what I was thinking, that would be a good place to go and kind of like, you know, talk with different persons, see what tribe nation they're from, and you know, introduce yourself and gather information that way to bring back so that we can update the database. I'm all in for that. Where, okay, anybody I talked to, I saw a couple at the Walmart, and you know, I talked to them. Do you live in the district? Yes, we're from the Caribbean. Blah blah blah. Okay, then you know about Maca. Blah blah blah. Give me your information, and you know, because that's how we're going to build it, by talking to people, going to the different events, and you know, doing our recruiting that way.
I second that.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that stuff like that, even though we don't have a large following,
right,
should be posted to our Facebook.
Right. I agree 100%. Agree. And not only that, but as far as our dashboard is concerned, this is something that people say we are supporting or we are
attended.
We are attended and things along that line.
I was there today. Yeah. How was that? Like, not my rival, but it was so. Yeah, so like those sort of events just in Caribbean people engage.
Right.
So even if we send it, if it's on Maca,
right,
we send it out
right
by email to all of us. And then we could send it out to our network. It just shows that we're connecting people to what's happening.
It makes me think that instead of, we certainly don't need to spend money on a website, but having some sort of like brochure or like a quick magnet or maybe something short that people can look through that you can just hand to people when you see them so that they know where to connect with us. So it's like that.
And then they keep asking.
We need a combination of a lot of things, you know. So, yeah.
And they keep asking for business cards. They keep saying, oh,
my apologies, commissioners. I'm making a motion to adjourn.
I agree 100%. Oh, I'm sorry.
You don't waste any time at all.
Willer, say it, Willer.
Did we all agree to the French?
To what?
Did we assign ourselves to the French?
Wait a minute. I thought that was... We did. Some of us emailed that, right? What?
And I, right. Do we
what,
email
okay
form?
Not the final one.
So... For the education, who was interested in that?
Abby.
Is there? Interested? And what about the social cultural? Ursula, that's Lee as well as Abby for the social cultural. And
social cultural.
I am. Roger too, or you mean Chris?
forget Michael. Chair Yates, I put my hand up.
But Micah Kemba. For the social cultural. Yes. That's what I'm pretty sure. Okay, economic development. Chris. Charlene.
And the other one, then.
Campbell.
Outreach, no, for outreach.
And for the outreach, is Ursula. It's Ursula, Charlene, and Roger.
Yeah. Hello.
And Lee.
And Campbell.
That would need to be a big committee.
I'm going where my strengths lie.
Wait a minute. On the education, you have youth development.
That's you too.
Because the work
education
I did,
is
the
work you.
I did in the district, so I have to be in there.
And again, for the social, for the outreach, is develop the various platforms so that we can reach out to the community.
Right.
Whatever those platforms are. So you're building whatever it is that you need to build.
We're on it.
So
you might even get a Christmas present.
Okay, good. Perfect.
Education. Ursula, Abby, Iswaro, Leanne, Gabriel.
We'll live.
Social, cultural, Leanne, Abby, Roger, Michael, Carruth.
Right.
Michael Carruth?
No, Michael Kelly.
Social.
Michael Kelly, right.
You have new first name.
Social, cultural.
Yeah.
That's a big one. Economic
That's
development.
That's five.
Chris
Shulman, Campbell was on economics.
Campbell.
No. He was
raising my hands for outreach.
Oh, okay.
And outreach is Campbell, Roger, Shulman,
Lee. Sounds good.
Did everybody?
Yep. Ursula.
Well, I'm only on one, but I'm thinking there's so much overlap. Like, where is someone needed, desperately needed? Like, what? Because I can go into social and cultural, but that seems like a pretty heavy...
Probably topic. Economic development. We have only three. Chris, Charlotte, Willier.
Yes, fix those streetcars.
So Larissa is... All right, SSA. Larissa is on economic development.
I will send you the bylaws by next Tuesday night. Well, again, I have one at home. I will scan it and send it out.
Okay.
And then the calendar.
The calendar,
we'll get it to you for
right.
Christmas.
Right.
And then we're doing the layout for the outline for the website.
Right.
Website,
one,
the
two,
social
three.
Media plugin.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Sherlyn should have the Facebook pieces and also the graphic template. And then.
Chair Yates, Leanne, Ursula, and myself will talk about the February meet and greet and
yes.
come up
right.
with...
Oh, yeah.
Right, the meet and greet.
Yeah.
Who's that again? It's me.
You, me, Leanne, and Ursula.
Got it.
By the way, that's also part of our log then. That's what we accomplished tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's that?
For December. What you just... We actually set up...
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So
yeah, once we do a motion to adjourn, I'll turn this off. I motion to adjourn.
A second.
Favor.
Wait, we have a comment.
Where it's appropriate in social and cultural, I would like to be an asset and a team player, team member. So if you need an extra pair of hands, please pull me in because I'm interested in being a part of that as well.
Okay.
I've said my piece.
Second.